tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Here, where we are.
Season 5, Episode 8, Wining and Dining, and a whole lot of Days of Our Lives. So we're featuring the theme song and our opening ourselves.
I love this.
It's quite relaxing at this hour, isn't it?
And I'm an old days watcher myself, so.
I think Lisa would approve, and we know Brandy would probably love to hear the theme song.
Right. Ree, ree, ree.
Crazy Brandy, that woman is a whack job. Well, we are so glad to be back as a full panel here.
Yay,
it's a new year and more to talk about than ever. Let's just reflect briefly, then, since we're kind of all coming back, like what we think of this season in general. I have to say, I've been really enjoying it. Before we discuss, though, let's talk about who we are. Let's introduce ourselves.
Just in case everyone forgot.
Yeah, I know. Just in case. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and tonight with me...
Megan Stecker.
And Fern Rone.
Great. All right, let's chat. So what are we thinking? Like, I'm really... Look at this music. I love it.
I know.
It.
It's so good.
All right, so I'm really enjoying it. Like, I really have very few bad things to say, but I will say there's one housewife that I am completely done with, and I'll announce that later in the show. There's one woman who I'm really just completely done with. I can't talk about anymore. But beyond that, I'm really like enjoying the show. Like I think it's well produced, and I'm enjoying the new additions and some of the old women. I'm like, you know, okay. I'm like, all right. Kind of tired of seeing, you know, the usual. But what do you think?
I think it's a great season.
Yes.
You're okay, so we're
absolutely
on the same page.
Yeah. The two new, Lisa and Eileen, are adding so much, and I'm just adoring them. And not like the Miss Oversaccharin and Miss Salty from last year. I couldn't engage. I just felt like there was nothing I wanted. You know, I didn't want to watch them. I want to watch Lisa. I want to watch Eileen.
Yeah.
I just love getting to know them.
I don't think I realized how stale everyone else had gotten until these breath of fresh air rolled in the door.
Yeah.
And I like that they're using them so much, so we're getting to meet them quickly, and it's good.
Yeah. You know who's been totally fading into the woodwork is Kim. I mean, I'm like, are you still on the show? I mean, I'm glad. Good for her for making money.
When has Kim ever been a major contender? Come on.
I know, but like literally the last 3 weeks, I think she's been like an under five. I feel like she's had like five lines in the whole thing.
I know. Well, explain to people what an under five is if they don't know.
All right. Well, basically, like they're common in soap, so it'd be maybe like someone that's like a cop or like a lawyer. You know, like, they'll come
they
on
have,
and they'll
like
have
the next door neighbor.
Yeah, they have
the
under
sitcom.
Five. They makes if they say more than five lines, they get paid more. Maybe it's like a child actor on a show. You know, so it's like okay, you know, kind of like in the background, like you know,
she's
supposed
continuing
to...
from when she was a child actor.
yeah,
doing the same thing.
So. She is an under five.
She is.
She finally gets it together, and then they give her no.
I mean, even in the press, her dog is more in the press than she is.
It's true.
But you know what?
She
looks dang fabulous tonight.
She did.
I don't like, get it, girl.
What type of work do you think we had done? Let's be real.
Okay, well, she definitely sent me to refresh the face. Well, the tan helped a lot. She was very tan and very thin. So I think maybe that had to do with the wedding. She gets skinny for her daughter's wedding.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, she. I mean, she looked...
Also, stress can make you lose a lot of weight. She's a lot of stress with her ex-husband who is dying of cancer living with them. Mm-hmm. And who knows what else. But she did look refreshed in the face. Like maybe some light plumping done. Not too much because they all usually overdo it. I don't know if it was a little bit of Botox or just fillers. And she looked fabulous.
Maybe it was fillers. I think the cheeks were a little bit more accentuated than we've seen them in the past. But nevertheless, she's well preserved.
She is. Well preserved. She looks great.
All right. Let's talk about Brandy and Lisa Vanderpump going to this lunch. Of course, Brandy had to pay. And there's been so much back and forth with these two. I want to know, can we do like a little recap on what the real feud is? Let's put our minds together and try to remember what, you know, we saw flashbacks, so we did but I want to know, just to kind of like refresh a little bit, because I feel like, okay, like everyone, these two have been angry at each other, they're not forgiving, so, you know, is this something that we could forgive? Like, let's shed some light on it. Fern, do you want to speak to this?
So Brandy, you know, okay, so from Brandy's perspective, she gets cheated on while she's pregnant by Sheena, and then Sheena ends up working for her friend Lisa, her friend who she adores, and then Lisa has to, you know, always bring her around, always have her on camera, say, you know, she got engaged, why don't you wish her well? Like, but do you know the history? Like, don't rub salt in the wound, you know, in the wounds. She's still obviously angry about it. So that was something wrong that Lisa did, but in return, Brandy and her big mouth spreading rumors about, you know, Lisa filed bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Brandy just,
Valley,
she just talked about her behind her back. She was like a really bad, but Lisa might have been stupid with, you know, some of the Sheena things. She should have maybe not have, you know, done some of the things that she did, but nothing too cruel. Mm-hmm. But Brandy was a bad friend, talking behind her back and just spreading gossip and just being a bad friend.
And Lisa brought into it that she thought that Ken looked like a fool after Brandy kind of, I don't know, betrayed them, that Ken had always stuck up for her so much that he basically made himself look like a fool. He was overdoing it, which I totally agree with. And yeah, I don't know. I guess it all boils down to just that.
Yeah.
You know, each of them had their own side.
Yeah, they had that frightening flashback where we saw Carlton, which we mentioned earlier. I was like, oh, Lord, it was scary. It was a scary one.
The ghost of
Carlton. Yeah. I just remember that shot of her face. I was like, oh, Lord, it's scary. No, because it took me back to the time when this show was not doing very well.
Yes.
And it's nothing to do with her purse. Nothing to do with her looks, let's be real. But I'm saying, you know, like, it definitely, like, was like, oh, Lord, like, that was a time of the show, like, when nothing happened, and, like, we were kind of checked out, like, you know, so I was like, let's try not to pull from that. Like, even, I mean, in all fairness, even Andy said he pretends that season really didn't happen. Like, it just wasn't notable, nothing happened, it's kind of, like, shoved under the rug, and they, of course, regentrified this franchise for today.
Right.
So yes, I'm still throwing shade at last season. Too bad.
I didn't think in that lunch that I thought there was just going to be an impasse that Lisa was never going to apologize. So I was kind of shocked that she said she was. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. What did she exactly apologize for?
Lisa apologized for not giving Brandy a heads up when she was bringing Sheena around.
So I agree. I'm surprised she apologized, but she made it so specific. It's almost like she didn't apologize. It was like a 12% apology out of 100.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was quite detailed that it was
Brandy maintains her perspective that Lisa and Ken walked away from her when things got rough, and that those were like her like pseudo parents and stuff. Brandy's looking for a lot of sympathy, and it's just a little too obsessive. Last week, especially,
and it seemed when she was talking about them as like her parents and her family, and it's like she thinks she can treat them like she would treat her parents. Like, you know, when you're awful to your parents as a kid, and it's like, it doesn't matter. They love you. They expect that, you know, a teenager will be awful to them every now and then. Brandy thinks she can still act that way and act that way to people who are not her family, who she thinks are her family, and that it's going to be okay.
That's such a good observation. Because she's
not working out that way.
She's a mental midget. She has the mentality of a teenager, so she acts like a teenager.
A mental midget.
That's a horrible...
Oh, Lord. We're going to get in trouble.
I mean, you know, that's a slang term.
It's a term. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People say that about themselves, that they're emotionally not evolved. So I hope
that
doesn't anyone.
Okay, well, then it's terminology.
Anything said on the show does not represent management. The feelings of AfterBuzz. No, but she is. She's like a teenager mentally, Brandy.
Oh,
and
definitely.
She acts like a teenager.
You never know she's a woman of 40, 42.
She treated them like a teenager would lash out at their parents and expect to be forgiven because they'll always love you.
Right.
Well, these are your adults and these are your friends.
Word.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Well, let's move on then to this dinner they had at a Santa Monica hotel, was it?
It was at the Lowe's Santa Monica on Ocean Avenue. That's my hood, so that's why I know exactly where they were. Right. So that sweet little area they were eating in is usually a little lobby that you can go stand in and just enjoy the view. It's a spectacular floor-to-ceiling view, which is maybe two stories high, I think, those windows. And it's just the most gorgeous view of the beach, and you can see down to the pier and the Ferris wheel and all that. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool that they had made the little lobby area into their own special little private dining room for the shoot.
Because you recognize it. You're like, that's where...
Yeah.
Yeah. There. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you pointed that out, though, I noticed the furniture and the lamp, and then I was like, oh, these women really are, like, you know, like... sitting there in the lobby of a hotel. I mean, it was a little like off-putting after you mentioned that to me. I was like kind of like looking at it like any hotel. It didn't look like a restaurant after you mentioned that. So I was like, okay, here we are with another setup, you know, but it was, I get why they chose the location. It was pretty, what have you, good. So let's chat about what they talked about, which basically this whole episode was about Days and about what a big fan Brandy is of the show. And she's a super fan. She's wigging everybody out. And let's talk a minute about soap fans, because soap fans definitely have a bad rap to begin with. You know, these are people who watch these shows that they've grown up with. They're in their living room every day. They feel like a real certain connection to these faces. And these faces are real people like Eileen, who have a husband and, you know, kids. So a lot of people, a lot of these soap fans really do take it so seriously. And there's definitely kind of a bad connotation with soap fans. Like when I interned on one show specifically, we received all type of crazy, crazy fan letters. And a lot of the other interns who didn't know about daytime, they were like, oh my God, like who watches the show? Like, is it all mental patients? Like they couldn't get over the type of stuff that came in. Like, they just couldn't get over it because it was, like, really, like, weird. We would have this, like, phone line where people could call in and leave voicemails. So it was, like, the same couple of people, like, leaving voicemails. I won't say, you know, but, I mean, so it was, like, there definitely are obsessive fans, but that's, like, anything else.
Yeah.
But so I think Eileen, knowing that, you know, there are people like that out there, saw Brandy coming at her, like, moving people out of the way to get to her. And, like, wanting to do a reenactment. It was just a little much. I mean, I come across people that I'm like, oh, my God. This is so cool, but I would never ask an actress on you know, on a television show, daytime, nighttime, in between, to reenact anything for me.
Well, I mean, is Brandy? Here's the thing: is she never brought really back up the whole? Oh, I was listening to you talk about how you broke up your marriage and your husband's old marriage, and got, you know, the whole home wrecking story. She kind of did away with that as soon as the wine was thrown, and it was all about, oh, I just thought I was there on Days of Our Lives with you and that you were Marlena, and
I got confused,
or that I was Marlena, and you know, and I'm just like, was it really kind of like taking out her old like Eddie drama on this woman saying she's a homewrecker? Was that it instead?
When Brandy was talking about why she did it, she said maybe it was because she was talking earlier about that, so she kind of mentioned that.
Yeah, but okay. She claims that she romanced the stealing of her husband.
Right.
I mean, I don't think Eileen really did. No. I mean, Eileen was very honest and open, and in that situation, you have to be. You have to own it, and you have to say, like, look, it was like, you know, if it was a solid marriage, it wouldn't have happened. Like, she was very diplomatic in how she said it, and she didn't paint anybody as the bad person. It's not like that other fool, Tori Spelling. Like, I mean, that situation, like, I can't even go there right now. But, you know, I mean, it's like at least she, like, you know, she knew it would come up, and I think she kind of had planned to kind of, you know,
say what she
cover her
say.
Behind. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it was, when I saw the preview, didn't you think that the wine throwing in the face was going to be exactly after they were, or as a result of talking about home wrecking?
Yes.
And, definitely.
Yes.
And then she said about Eileen, she said, you know, she steals husbands and she sleeps with people. I thought she was talking about Eileen in the previews, and then I was so disappointed. I'm like, oh, she's talking about her character.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah, no, it takes out a lot of the jeopardy and the interest. I've always wanted to throw a glass of wine in someone's face.
But I've had a few thrown at me.
She didn't have much in that glass, though. I mean, it was like, and it hit her, hit Eileen's hair. I mean, obviously, it's not the right thing to do. But I would, if I was on a reality show, and, you know, we've seen a lot on The Housewives, specifically with Gina and Orange County and Tamara. I mean, I don't know. I just think it would be, like, hilarious to do on a show. Like, it's just so absurd and crazy. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end. I don't think anyone would want to be on the receiving end. What would you have done? Now, Lisa Rinna claims she would have jumped across the table. What would you do?
I think I would have been super shocked. And if I had had a couple of glasses of wine, I may have thrown mine right back at her. I don't know.
I think I would have reacted the way Eileen did. I think she was so stunned, and then it was so uncomfortable that she started crying, and my heart went out to her. I was like, this is so painfully awkward.
And it really showed her character. Like, I really liked that moment that you got to see who she really is. Like, she's not a Brandy, that is for sure. Mm-hmm. Because and she's not Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna said she would have went across the table. Right. Like, she didn't do that at all. She was just very shocked, and it made her sad, and she cried.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly. And they were all just there. I wrote down every, you know, Yolanda was like, what do you say? And Lisa was like, it's just friggin' weird. And they were just like, I think they were all so stunned. Mm-hmm. As mm-hmm. anyone would be, because it's such a mm-hmm. weird thing to do.
I had a drink thrown in my face in college.
Really?
By a man. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
It was weird. It was very weird. Yeah. He was saying something bad about the person I was with, another female mm-hmm. that I was there with, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't say bad things about, like, you know, what are you doing? And it got heated. He's like, I'm trying to say you're attractive and I don't know. It was obviously, like, had been drinking, and it was a beer or wine or something threw in my face, and I was like so shocked.
Yeah, I would never throw anything in a woman's face like that.
I think I cried after. Maybe I did have Eileen's reaction. Eileen. Maybe I am.
You're not a Lisa Rinna.
This was many moons ago. Yeah.
I think it's easy to say that I would have an extreme reaction and jump across the table and wring her neck, but I think most people would just be like,
you're in
what?
Such shock. Yeah.
Oh, she kept saying ick factor. Eileen said, there's just an ick, like, I feel icky and confused. And,
Yeah.
It was weird that no one really dealt with Brandy then. Like, there wasn't a lot of lecturing Brandy then or being nasty to Brandy about it. Like, it was almost like everyone was in shock.
Yeah.
And Yolanda just asked for the check and then they left.
Yolanda had no words.
Right. No one said to her, what do you... Right. No one really yelled at Brandy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this episode really made me question Brandy's mental state.
And it was weird that she didn't, like, beg for forgiveness or anything. She's just like, maybe all these things that I'm feeling right now added up to me doing that. And everybody was just like, okay, we're done. Like, it was very awkward.
They needed to let it marinate, because then the next day they all had...
Yeah, they all had stuff to say the next day. Yeah.
Even Brandy said she had anxiety all day. She seems to have a lot of anxiety, we said.
She's always got anxiety over some situation she created.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's just the alcohol talking or if something else is going on there. I'm not alleging anything, but I mean... her behavior is all over the place, more than usual. The comments she made to Lisa last week. I mean, I know she's off the cuff and she's brash and that's Brandy, but that's not the same Brandy I'm seeing in Celebrity Apprentice. She's making comments. She called Kate Gosselin lazy, but I mean, that's kind of like about this. And she's like there with Kenya from Real Housewives of Atlanta, and they don't get along, but she hasn't done or made any comments, and they're on the same team. I mean, not that we've seen anyway, and I know things will escalate, but we just watched, I think, it was three episodes that we've been covering, and Brandy's behavior has been pretty normal, a little, like, forward, but nothing like where we had actual reactions. Like, we had, like what? Like, we really couldn't believe what she was doing in this episode. So, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe she's just really comfortable with the Bravo cameras, and maybe something else is going on, but I don't know anyone that acts like that.
No way. She's unhinged.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
I think losing maybe Lisa and Ken as friends and support maybe has just gotten her... She doesn't know how to act in this group.
That's true. I feel like she would have been an outcast a long time ago. Like, Lisa Rinna was saying, like, well, if that's not white trash, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. And I think that she would have been cast aside a long time ago, except the queen of all class adopted her as her, like, pet project.
Right.
So yep. It was like, it's Lisa's sidekick. We can't say anything. And now that she's been cast aside, it's mm-hmm. a whole different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one's standing up for her.
Right.
Well, Megan, do you know the difference between a washer and a dryer?
I do. When I was in junior high, my mom said, it's high time that I stopped doing your laundry for you, and you're going to learn to do it yourself, and this is going to be another responsibility you have around this house in addition to cleaning the house and mowing the lawn. And wow. I knew which one was which. I think I washed everything on cold for a long time so that I didn't mess up the colors, but... I certainly learned at a way younger age than Kyle's daughter.
Yeah, so this girl's getting ready for school.
I just had a little problem with that, you can tell.
Yeah, I was really obnoxious. And then Kyle was like, well, we have help. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Shut up. We know you're rich.
Yeah,
shut up.
I know. All right.
This is a tired storyline.
Kyle, you've done nothing the entire season. We're 8 episodes in, but travel and take that young daughter shopping who behaves so poorly. And then you taught your daughter how to do laundry at 18 plus. Kyle, you're the housewife I'm done with. I can't anymore. I just can't. I'm so bored by you. I'm just like over it. I feel like we've seen it. We've seen her white party. We've seen the traveling. We've seen her shop. I'm sure she's a nice person. Maybe maybe she's great to do drinks with. But on this show, she just does not have enough going on. And I'm just tired of watching her talk about her lifestyle. I know that's part of the show, but look at someone like Eileen. We've seen her house, we know her job, we've seen her children and her husband, but she's got other stuff kind of going on, and she's brand new. She's only been on basically for about maybe 5-6 episodes, because she really hasn't been on all 8. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's just like, all right, Kyle, we know. I mean, your own sister's doing more than you, and she's at under 5.
I kind of feel like maybe she's ends up having no drama with any of these ladies, because they're not building up a storyline for her at all.
But don't we know that she and Brandy eventually hate each other based on interviews?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They eventually have a huge.
So something happens with that big blow up that we saw in the season. Yeah. Promo.
Sometimes these housewives get lucky and just ride on through, like Melissa Gorga, Real Housewives in New Jersey.
Girl.
I mean, that girl didn't
cash in that check.
She didn't do a single thing. So, I mean, I guess like Kyle's like, okay, well, I'll package you with my sister. I'm going to show up. I'll be in the middle in the opening. I'll close the opening. Like, I'll sit next to Andy at the reunion, but I'm not going to do much. I mean, I don't know what, you know, but good for her for doing it. I'd do it if I were her. So,
coasting.
Yeah. Pretty much. So she's the one I'm kind of...
Any day.
Another thing I'm kind of over is these party of the weeks. I feel like we've kind of had like...
These
events that are like, okay, we're getting together to donate clothes to women, but like we're not even going to talk about... Like it's just an excuse to get together. And like, I don't know what this party was supposed to represent at Yolanda's house. Did they say what it was? I know she wants people to like get around the piano and like... I guess she wanted to invite everyone over to her house. Who hadn't been there yet to show it off, I guess.
I remember her saying is, like, my dinner parties are so fun. We all end up singing around the piano. It's like, enough with trying to put your husband on such a pedestal. We know who he is. We know he's a million Grammys. We know you think he's so dang brilliant for tickling the ivories. Like, I'm over it. I'm over it. My love.
I like their relationship.
I love them, but, like, the way she talks about him, I'm done.
Yeah. I think she does genuinely love it, but it goes, it's like enough is enough. But I do think she genuinely, because I read that she didn't leave Muhammad for, you know, like that she and Muhammad had been divorced for, I think, over a decade before she got together with David.
Wow.
So that made me think that maybe she was, you know, alone for a while and then she really did fall in love with him.
Yeah.
And so I do believe, I mean, I think it seems genuine.
Maybe my problem is that I feel like she's trying to show him off, like, oh, look how lucky I got. And play for us all, honey. You're so talented. Show everyone how talented you are. And, like, we know.
Yeah.
We know what a Grammy is.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready for a trip. I'm ready for something to mix it up, even if it's, like, a weekend in Palm Springs or, you know, something. Go to, like, La Jolla. I don't know. but like, do something, because it's like a little too much. Like, you know, everyone has to walk up to the houses with the bottle of wine, the husband in tow. You know, yeah. It's kind of like, okay, we've seen it now.
Instead of the fight of the week, it's the barbecue of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that barbecue. The other episode that Kyle had at our house, where she basically did nothing but have to hire help for like a little party, that was like so boring.
Yeah.
But, you know, at mm-hmm. least she hosts something. I mean, it's, you know, it's known that all these women have to host some type of an event. There's like a rotation. I mean, I don't think Lisa Rinne has done much, like, to host. Has she hosted anything yet?
No.
She's due.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. She is due.
Yeah.
Has Kim hosted anything? She never does.
No, she never does.
No, come on.
She had that wedding. That's
no, she had a reveal of her new nose party.
Oh, that was a different season, though. Yeah. But, yeah.
I know, but I mean, like, that's the last time she showed up. Like, she did something.
Yeah, so I just need to kind of mix it up now, you know? Like, I don't get me wrong, I think it's great to have charity events and things like that, but it's like, okay, let's, you know, this people who work on the show, like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, on The Bachelor, you kind of come up with different creative dates. Like, now let's come up with a creative venue or reason to get together, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, let's do something else besides go to everyone's house.
Yeah, it pump. Does seem like it's time for,
yeah, I'm kind of,
time for a trip.
I'm kind of tired of hearing about pump, too. I have you caught it? It's just a lot.
Let me tell you something. I do the Vanderpump Rules after show. I'm exhausted talking about Pump.
Okay. Yeah, enough said.
My life revolves around Lisa Vanderpump and the restaurant Pump right now.
You're pumped out.
I'm pumped out.
Well, Yolanda's beautiful house. I love that they had lemon martinis. Like, yes, I wanted to jack one of those delicious. Real quick.
I mean, any day you guys want to come to my house, we'll just all get in the car together and drive up to Yolanda's and steal some lemons out of the grove.
We should.
And we'll make our own dang lemon martinis.
I'll do it. I'll wear the shirt. I'll blend right in. It's like a lemon-colored shirt.
Based
like
on the based on the first episode of the season, I feel like we know exactly where the house is.
Yeah, they really just showed it. Like, here, right here. It's like Google
very,
Maps.
Very close drive to my place. We'll go scout it out.
Yolanda, if someone should come to your property, we have nothing to do with
don't
it.
Shoot. We're big fans.
Let's talk about this party she had. Brandy called Eileen over immediately. Of course, they were trying to avoid each other. And I was kind of like, I don't know. Was that dramatic? Like, I don't know if I would really try to avoid the girl. I mean, she's not all there. Like, just be pleasant. Like,
I feel like Eileen was super rattled.
Yeah.
Legit. I don't
you
know.
You think so? You really do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a first.
Until they talked.
This is like the tiff number one for her, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's like she didn't sign up for this, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
She made that comment about like high school draw or something.
She
like
wrote,
that, right?
This feel, or she said, excuse me, and I wrote, this feels like weird high school. I hate it. And I yelled when we were watching it, what the hell do you think you were signing up for?
Yeah.
Hello?
But
so
maybe she didn't think she'd get a drink thrown.
I mean, is Eileen that good of an actress that I'm buying it? That, like, come on.
Well, I mean, it is ridiculous, but whatever. So Brandy gave her this necklace that didn't go with her outfit. I don't know what that necklace would go
and
with.
And she was creeped out by that. I think she was genuinely afraid of Brandy.
Yeah, I don't know. She just comes saying, no, but I'm a really big fan. Like, I love the show. Like, I watched, like, my whole life. Well, not my whole life, but when I was in high school. I'm like, oh, Lord. Like, just stop talking about the show. Like, this is a woman who, like, is... you need to get to know, like, as Eileen Davidson, living and breathing entity. Right. Like, you know, like, take
like
it back
a notch.
Like, you
were married to an actor, and you can't get over meeting a soap opera actress? Just saying.
Yeah.
Like, what really happened, Brandy?
I don't know. There must be some way of a weird connection with that show and her. I don't even think she watches it anymore.
I'm not buying it.
I don't know. Anyway, Brandy showed out for the rest of the night at this party, talking about everything. I wrote it down, everything from finger banging to hitting on Babyface to...
poor Babyface.
Wanting full-on attention. And Lisa Rinne didn't hold back. She's like, that's one unhappy girl. I mean, people don't act like that.
She said to her face, you're crazy.
She really is.
Yeah, and then she took Eileen aside and was like, are you okay? Did you guys talk? P.S. She's freaking crazy. It was, God, oh my God, when she said to Babyface and his wife that you need to buy her a bigger diamond.
Yeah.
I was like, I would have done just like Kyle with, like, she put the napkin over her whole face and she was like, I can't. Like, that's exactly how I would have been.
What would you have done if someone said that to your husband, Fern?
I would be like, that's fine. Maybe when you get married, you'll have a diamond bigger than this, and I wish you the best. And then I'd give her the malika.
Give her the evil eye, huh?
No, honestly, it's just so, like, she's like a teenager. Like, she really is mentally behind, because that's something a kid would think, how big is the ring instead of how solid is the relationship. And she's made another comment about, if you're so young and a ring that big, then it must mean, she's made some ridiculous comment like that.
She's cheating on you
or something. She's like, I'm like, her belief system is so off because she's so off.
I want to say like, maybe it has to do with her being a model, because I remember her saying, I don't know if it was in a previous season or an interview, where, like, you know, back when you're in your 20s, you just, like, you were a model and you just went to the bar and guys just bought you drinks and that's how you met guys, and then you had a boyfriend and then you had a husband, and you know what I mean? So I think that there was never a growing up period for her. She was always taken care of just because she was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And maybe there's, like, a mental non-growing up thing wrong with her. She hasn't had to, and now that she has to, it's like too late or something. Yeah. Like, it's just not happening.
She is totally drunk at someone else's house.
Do we think she was like on a pill plus drunk? Like, just the things coming out of her mouth.
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there, but maybe. She definitely was drinking because I saw that. But I don't know. I don't want to get us in any more trouble. I don't know. I mean, nobody else at this party was drinking like that. I don't understand when people do that, or if you're at a party and you're, you know what, faced and you're a mess and everybody else is kind of just like sipping on champagne or like maybe have like one cocktail and then somebody else is like on the floor. Like, I just don't, I mean, like, I don't understand, like, don't you have like a shut off period or kind of look around and be like, oh, it's not that kind of party. Like, I'm not at a keg party.
Right.
I'm at a house in Malibu. Like, let me like water this down.
Back, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe we're dealing with someone that isn't all there.
She seems like she's not. She's great for the show in terms of, you know, she's interesting and the producers must love her.
Yeah. Oh, they must love her.
She's, you know, she keeps this all on her toes, but oh my God, yeah.
How about David's look when she said that your finger banging your wife. Someone who's so world renowned, cultured, educated, you know, multiple award winner, world renowned,
and sitting at his piano.
Oh, a mess from
all
M
night
to the
Yolanda
S.
Saying you're in timeout. I thought that was like sweet mom of her. She's like, you're in timeout, shut your mouth.
She has no idea, because I don't think in Yolanda's world anyone behaves like that. Like, she just she doesn't know how to it's like, you know, it's like if a grandmother, so like, what would you say, you know, if you were like this older grandmother and that was like a grandchild, like, what do you even say? Like, you just, you know, it's like, this girl's showing out. Anyway.
And then she was sitting on his lap later.
She was turnt up.
Yeah.
Right?
She walked right over to it, sat on his lap.
Oh, God. Doing the mutt, Brandy. Doing the mutt. This was what we taught Fern this week. Every week we teach Fern like some new catchphrase that we've learned. And Grant and I were said, doing the most.
All of it. All of it. I mean,
doing
really.
Doing the mostest.
Oh, my God.
Why was she sitting on his... What happened? Oh, and then Yolanda came over, right?
Yeah. Just to be a smarty pants. She, like, sat on him and was like, look at me.
Oh, she's such an idiot.
She has no filter when she drinks.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's worse. It's usually no filter, but it gets even worse.
But she used to be funny, and, like, I loved her relationship with Ken. I thought it was so cute the way they were together. And I thought she, you know, she used to be just so... She was irreverent, but she was funny. And this season, she's irreverent, but sad, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's got to be more going on. If Lisa mentioned that there's something going on, she's, like, you know, really starving for attention, I'm wondering if that's going to kick off, like, a mid-season storyline for her. Like, we're going to see a little bit more of what is making her so sad.
Yeah, we did see a little in the preview.
I feel like all of her ex-husband troubles never go away.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, if he wants to battle her over money all the time, it's so much stress.
Yeah, that's
so maybe,
hard.
You know, when she drinks, it's like, oh, I feel better. I kind of forget about that. Yeah. I don't feel so stressed. The anxiety goes away.
I mean, I don't know their relationship, but I feel like Brandy is not done anything to make that an amicable relationship.
But they haven't either.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, you know, it does take at one point, if you're just sick of it, it does take a bigger person to be like, let's sit down and like hash this out because there are kids involved and they're young and we're going to have to do this for a long time. It's going to be a lot more. Here's what of child support. So, but, I mean, none of those people are going to do that. They're, I mean, all three of them are just fools. They're not going to do it. But it's just like, I don't know. I mean, she's made it so difficult too that she's going to keep having problems. I always go back to the thing, the saying that like a lot of people create their own problems. And I feel like that's her, a classic example, because she's always up people's butts and creating all this controversy and making these comments. And she does a good job at being very unlikable to a lot of people. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I don't want to spend the whole podcast hating her because I know she has her fan base. Right. But I think we can all agree she's crazy.
She's crazy. Yeah. In her defense, if I had to say, you know, even it out, I guess every time maybe she tries to make amends or tries to make it work with Eddie and Leanne, they make, you know, one step forward and then he's asking her for money, because we see that in the preview. And that's got to be so stressful. So I do get the sense that she tries and then gets slapped in the face and then goes back to reacting the way she reacts like a child. So it's got to be frustrating and exhausting and sad.
Yeah. Well, there'll be more to come.
There'll be more to come.
Let's move on to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, I have one quick story that we can talk about. Camille Grammer has celebrated 1 year free of cancer.
Yay!
So my favorite housewife. Cheers to you and your health.
Cheers.
Good for you.
Health as well.
She said that last year she was too tired to get out of bed to celebrate New Year's Eve, and this year she went to two parties, so good for her. No doubt she looks great, too.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yes. She had a bikini shot, right, on Instagram? I saw it, too. She looks amazing. She was in Hawaii. That was my news and gossip, too.
Oh, really?
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, very happy.
Well, I just want to say shout out to Yolanda. Feel better. She's in Korea? Somewhere? No, wait.
What?
Well, not like North Korea.
Okay,
hold on.
I was gonna say,
let me go to her Instagram.
I think she was in Seoul. I saw that too. So,
yeah. She's there getting treatment. David sent her flowers. It's all in another language when she's tagging where she is. Uh-huh. Another day at the office. She's tagging all these things, but oh, here we go. Seoul, Korea. There you go. She's there getting treatments for her Lyme's disease. Also, Bravo has a super new fun app out called Bravo Dish. So it's like daily, like Bravo celebrity gossip, and it's on an app. So you can get like a little pop-up notice every time there's a new story. And
I love it.
Today I saw Lisa launched a new pet line. So if you want your pet to be as fabulous as Jiggy. I'm not sure exactly where you can get it. I'm surprised it took her five seasons to come up with that.
It seems so natural.
The Diamonds and Pearls collection.
Interesting.
Best of all, a portion of every sale will be from Vanderpump Pets will be donated to Lisa and Jiggy's favorite dog charities.
Aw, that's real sweet for her.
And I think it's smart of her to be expanding her market value because I think she's pretty checked out of this show. So, you know, that was the time to use that platform.
Like I've said, all season long, girls moving over full-time to Vanderpump Rules.
Well,
we'll see if that happens, but that's my best prediction ever.
Well, with that, let's move to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, it looks like Kyle is going to spend the episode crying because one of her children are moving to college. But, I mean, that's the natural progression of life.
Honestly, you don't want the opposite. You don't want them to stay until they're 43 and living in the basement.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get that she's upset. It does change the dynamic. I mean, you know, I've gone through similar scenarios in my own family. But, I mean, that's the life process. I mean, it is what it is. And she's got that young Portia. I mean, it's not like she's going to be, like, abandoned.
Right. Wasn't Portia only six?
She's got a long
time. That's a long time before she's an empty nester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't say, you can come home if you want. She should say, you're going to love it. It's going to be amazing. Go prosper.
Yeah.
Don't tell them that, because when things get hard, when it's your very first time away from home, you don't want the kid in their mind to be like, well, I can go home in the first semester or something. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's like birds, like push the bird off the nest. Like, don't be like, go, go, go. But if you want to come back, we still have, like, you know, plenty of space for you. Like, it's because that's, you can't do that.
We're not changing your bedroom around. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My mom says the same thing to me, but I'm like, you know, I've gone on another thing. I'm not, like, going to college, you know? So, like, it's good to know if things, you know, whatever should happen. But, like, you know, go and do that. You're 18, 19, you know? Like, nice. That's the time to be doing it. Like, you should be all in and just be like, just go. Like, don't make it an option that you can, like, take a break from school.
Well, and Kyle never went, right?
I don't think so.
So it's probably like she doesn't have a fond memory of her going away. So she doesn't know like how amazing and beneficial it is to send your kids away to school.
She said that last episode, right? Mm-hmm. She was 19 nursing a baby.
Yeah.
So she missed out. So.
Yeah. And it sounds like Brandy's going to be upset about this, the Eddie developments, how he wants to take money from her, that he thinks he overpaid her, which always sucks. I mean, that, you know, is never good. So, I don't know.
She's like, I already spent it on a house.
Right?
On a Range Rover.
Exactly.
I know. Yeah, the Range Rover. Any other predictions?
I think things are going to get worse with Eileen and Brandy. I don't know if it's exactly next week, but I think things are going to get way worse with Eileen and Brandy.
Do you think that Lisa Rinna is going to get concerned for Brandy and maybe have like a little mini intervention with her?
I think she's going to blow up at Brandy.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that big fight we saw is maybe with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said this episode she kind of wants to protect her, but she also wants a spanker. I see her leaning more towards the spanking.
Yeah. Well, isn't there words thrown about an infidelity between Lisa Rinna and her husband? And, of course, I don't see anybody else bringing that up but Brandy.
But Brandy, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's down the road, I assume.
Yeah.
So, well, we will have to find out. Mm-hmm. So that will do it for us. Ladies, where can we find you in the world of social media? And what shows are you hosting? You can promote that, too.
Go ahead, Fern.
You can find me on Twitter and on Facebook at Fern Ronay, FernRonay.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Megan Stecher, MEGANSTECHER. And I'm also doing Vanderpump Rules for all the Lisa Vanderpump fans.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me hosting on Monday nights here at AfterBuzz TV for The Celebrity Apprentice with Crazy Brandy, so there's a lot to talk about. That'll do it for us. Until next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.